Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to D-Link 2012 second quarter earnings release presentation. This is Sally Yang, Director of Investor Relations of D-Link. First of all, I would like to mention that today's presentation is a pre-recorded audio file that will be posted on our investor website for public access, rather than the recording of a live conference call as we have done in the past. This change is aimed to better serve our investor, and we welcome all of our investors to contact us directly should you have any question or comments regarding today's presentation. Now, I would like to start today's presentation by making a special note that the net income figures have been audited by our auditor, and all the other figures mentioned were based on management reports, which in turn were compiled in accordance to Taiwan GAAP standard. Now, please turn to page four for our second quarter income statement. The second quarter was challenging from both a revenue perspective as well as gross margin due to global depressed economic situations and increasingly competitive pricing environment. For the second quarter of 2012, D-Link registered total revenue of NT dollar 7.7 billion, which was 6% down from sequential quarter. This was weaker than we previously guided, mostly due to weaker sales from debt-ridden Europe and a shortened selling period in Russia because of extended holidays. I will go into more detail on the respective regional performance in later slides. Let's move on to the gross margin. The gross margin without inventory gain loss was 28%, down 1.7% from last quarter due to a stronger dollar, which translates to higher purchasing costs for the local currency trading countries and more promotion campaign to speed up stock rotation in preparation for the cloud product launch. Higher inventory provision loss amounted to NT dollar 103 million, reduced gross margin to 26.7% as compared to 29.7% from sequential quarter. The higher provision is mainly due to delayed project shipments, which we expect to recover in second half as shipments resume. Due to lower revenue base in the second quarter and lower gross margin, net operating result was a loss of 98 million or a negative net operating margin of 1.2%. Non-operating income reported in the second quarter was NT dollar 90 million as compared to 77 million in previous quarter, and I'll go over the details in the next slide. For the group earnings, D-Link posted a net loss of NT dollar 7 million after tax and minority interest. EPS for the second quarter was -0.01 per share based on a weighted average capital of NT dollar 6.3 billion. Please turn to page five for the quarter-over-quarter comparison of non-operating income. Total net non-operating income reported in second quarter was 90 million as compared to 77 million sequentially. Non-operating income recognized from equity method investee companies was 94 million, increased substantially from NT dollar 15 million, reflecting the underlying better operating results. Other financial income, NT dollars 46 million, were mostly related to a one-off cash distribution from the liquidation of one of our portfolio company. On the other hand, the US dollar strengthened against our local traded denominated currency has resulted in an FX loss of 59 million. For the second quarter year-over-year comparison, please turn to page six. Comparing second quarter result on a year-over-year basis, revenue was down 3.8%, mostly due to a much weaker sales in the developed market countries. In terms of product mix, digital home sales importance increased to 11.5% of total revenue versus 9.3%. Gross margin, including inventory gain and loss, was 26.7%, down from 33.1%. The lower gross margin is caused by negative FX movement and generally more competitive pricing environment in the second quarter, on top of a higher level inventory provision required. The negative flow-through impact above was partially offset by a lower operating expense level, which is in absolute dollar term, was down by 7% from previous year. Net operating income in the second quarter was a loss of 98 million as compared to operating income of 329 million last year same quarter. For the summary of the first half performance and year-over-year comparison, please turn to page seven. Although sales in emerging and APAC market continue to trend up on a year-over-year basis, up 9%, our overall performance in this first half was dragged down by the relative weakness in Europe, For the first half of 2012, D-Link posted revenue of $15.9 billion, at about the same level as last year. Gross margin, including the effect of inventory provision, was 28.3%, down from 32.9%, due mainly to unfavorable currency and product mix, as telco sales with lower margin took up a high percent of revenue. Partially offsetting the lower gross margin impact, first half operating expenses was also down 7% in absolute dollar term from a year ago. Net operating margin in the first half was 1% as compared to 3.2% last year. Turning to page 8 for the balance sheet breakdown. The group continued to maintain healthy liquidity position with cash and short-term investment amounted to NT 3.3 billion as the end of June quarter, which is NT dollar 252 million less than March end, and the fund is used for normal operational cash flow. Account receivables was NT dollar 5.7 billion, about 10% lower than previous quarter as a result of the lower revenue base. Inventory was up slightly to NT dollar 7.4 billion due to stocking up to meet seasonal demand associated with upcoming back to school promotion. Stockholders' equity was lowered to NT dollar 13.4 billion, accounting for the dividend, which is $1.1 paid out announcement in the second quarter. Please turn to page 9 for the company's key financial ratios. All key financial ratios were relatively stable in line with the company's prudent asset management practices. Account receivable collection cycle was stable at 67 days and inventory days were up slightly to 116 days, gearing up for the busy retail season. Overall, cash cycle remained stable at 78 days, same as prior period. In terms of liquidity position, the company current ratio was reported at 1.71 and debt equity ratio was 0.57. Return on equity for the second quarter was minus 0.2%. Looking at page 11 for the quarterly revenue by regions. In terms of geographic breakdown for the second quarter, emerging and Asia Pacific continue to be the most important markets for D-Link, accounting for 67% of our consolidated net revenue, followed by Europe, 18%, and North America, 15%. Our results in most of the emerging and APAC market were encouraging, but we clearly have more work to do to offset the headwinds we are facing in regions like Europe and North America, despite the very challenging macro environment. For the second quarter, North America sales were up 7.1% sequentially as we are building new channels and ramping up the cloud products portfolio. We will focus on delivering cloud consumer products that cater to consumers' appetite for better connectivity, mobility, and other social sharing functionalities. Contrarily, hammered by the poor end demand and a weak euro, European sales were down 22.3% versus previous quarter. Please move on to page 12, which shows our second quarter revenue breakdown by product category. Switch and wireless together contributed to 65% of total sales as compared to 66.5% in Q1. Both product categories show a weaker sales trend on year-over-year basis, mainly due to weak end-user demand. Broadband sales accounted for 18.3% of our revenue base, was in par with last year, while digital home continued to gain momentum with 20% year-over-year growth. Turning to page 13 for the breakdown of the first half revenue by regions. First half sales were at about the same level as last year, and growth in emerging and Asia Pacific continued to outpace that of the developed markets. Sales contribution by regions were 66% from emerging Asia Pacific markets, 20% from Europe, and 14% from North America. The best performing subregions were India, Middle East, and Asia Pacific. Let's move on to page 14 for the first half breakdown by products category. From a product perspective, switch products accounting for 28% of sales were down by 6.3% year over year. Wireless account for 38% of sales was down by 3.7%. Broadband sales pulled in 19% of total sales and digital home at 11%. Digital home sales were up 20.6% from the previous period last year. Please turn to page 15 for our third quarter guidance. We are making progress in our multiple year effort to make D-Link a one-stop provider in our network surveillance solution, as well as following through with my D-Link cloud initiatives in the consumer networking sectors that offers user a fun and effortless way to view, control, and to share on the go. This transition requires to strive for product innovation and make continuous changes to optimize our global business practices. We are optimistic that positive progress will be apparent in the near future, and we believe the short-term pain is worth the long-term gain. For the third quarter guidance, under the continual economic overhang of the debt crisis, we expect third quarter revenue will grow marginally over that of the second quarter, and net operating margin returning to positive as cloud products and other higher-end wireless products start to ramp up. This ends my presentation for today, and thank you for listening.